Bedtime Bites presents The Island of Talking Maps. Hugo loved adventures more than anything in the world. Every night he would dream of exploring far-off places and discovering hidden treasures. One evening, as he was getting ready for bed, he noticed something peculiar on his bookshelf, a shimmering golden map that seemed to be whispering his name. Curious, Hugo tiptoed over and gently picked up the map. To his amazement, it began to speak. "Hello, young explorer," the map said in a friendly voice. "I am the Map of Wonders, and I can take you on an extraordinary journey. Are you brave enough?" Without hesitation, Hugo nodded eagerly. The map chuckled and suddenly began to glow brightly. In a flash, Hugo found himself standing on a beautiful sandy beach surrounded by crystal-clear waters and lush palm trees. "Welcome to the Island of Talking Maps," the Map of Wonders announced. "Here, every map has a story to tell and an adventure to share, but be warned, young Hugo, not all maps tell the truth." Excited, Hugo set off to explore the island. He met all sorts of colorful characters along the way, a pirate map with an eye patch, a treasure map wearing a crown, and even a weather map that changed colors with its mood. As he ventured deeper into the island, Hugo came across a group of maps arguing loudly. "I'm the most accurate," shouted one. "No, I am," yelled another. Hugo listened closely and realized they were all claiming to know the location of a magical compass that could guide explorers anywhere in the world. Determined to find the compass, Hugo asked each map for directions. The pirate map told him to dig under the big X on the beach. The treasure map insisted it was hidden in a cave behind a waterfall. The weather map suggested looking at the top of the tallest mountain. Hugo didn't know who to believe, but he remembered what the Map of Wonders had said about not all maps telling the truth. He decided to follow his heart and search in a place none of the maps had mentioned, a small, forgotten cove he had spotted earlier. To his surprise and delight, Hugo found the magical compass nestled in a bed of seashells. As he picked it up, all the maps on the island cheered and congratulated him for his clever thinking and bravery. The Map of Wonders appeared beside Hugo, beaming with pride. "Well done, young explorer. You've learned an important lesson. Sometimes the best adventures come from following your own path." With a wave of its papery hand, the Map of Wonders transported Hugo back to his bedroom. As Hugo climbed into bed, clutching his new magical compass, he smiled, knowing that even greater adventures awaited him in his dreams. And so, dear children, remember that the most incredible journeys often begin with a curious mind and a brave heart. Who knows what wonderful discoveries you might make if you dare to explore? Sweet dreams, little adventurers.